In the name of the Father, the Son, and the God, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
Congratulations on the blessings of the feast, or the fast, sorry, of St. Mary, and also on the Vespers of the monthly commemoration feast of the Archangel Michael. In the praise for St. Mary, we refer to St. Mary as the preaching of Moses. And as you know, Moses presents to us the commandments of the Lord. He gives us the word of God as it was written on tablets of stone. And those who obey the commandments of the Lord, they find life. And those who disobey the commandments of the Lord and who disobey the words of God find death. And Moses taught us to obey the word of God, and likewise St. Mary presents us the living word of God, Jesus Christ himself, to obey. By obeying the word of God, we are led to life. As Father Anthony told us last night, if we cling to him, we're connected to him, we're connected to life. If we unplug from him, we are unplugged from life, and we would not be able to attain life, and the natural consequence is that we would slowly die. By obeying the word of God, we are led to life, to eternal life in heaven, and also to enjoy a heavenly life while here on earth. And the blessings of obedience are many. If we look in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, at the end of Moses' life on earth, we hear the great prophet Moses telling us about the blessings of obedience. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, and the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant the plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and be careful, are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. 14 verses full of blessings, and we won't read the rest of the chapter, but there follows another 54 verses of curses for those who disobey. Blessings of obedience and curses of disobedience. And after this, Moses continues in his farewell speech to the children of Israel to offer them to make a choice. They have to choose. After making it clear that there are blessings of obedience to God and making it clear that there are curses for those who disobey the Lord, he says, "See, I have set before you life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land in which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess." And he says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing." Now what? What do you advise us, Prophet Moses? The prophet says, "Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him. For he is your life and length of days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give them." This whole preaching of Moses, Saint Mary is the preaching of Moses. Saint Mary made her decision. Saint Mary chose life. Saint Mary chose to love God, to obey God, to cling to God. And in doing so, all generations call her blessed. And she is not only blessed because she gave birth to the Lord, she nursed him and cared for him as a child, but the Lord declares that she is blessed more than that because she heard the word of God and kept it. And therefore, there's hope for each of us who hear the word of God and struggle to keep it. As the Lord said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." But we all hear the word of God, and we are blessed, especially in the modern age with technological advancements, to have the word of God accessible to each of us in various different formats. We have Bibles in written form or as apps on our phones and tablets. We have sermons and contemplations available in books and CDs over the internet, over satellite TV. We listen in our churches, in our homes, in our cars. And of course, this is wonderful. We hear the word of God. But the Lord says, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it and obey him. Keep him in my heart, love him, respect him, obey him." And when I see Saint Mary, as we again heard last night, we see her as the new Eve. The first Eve did wrong. The second Eve, Saint Mary, corrected the wrong. Through Eve's disobedience, corruption and death entered into the world. And through Saint Mary's obedience, salvation and life was granted to each of us. Saint Mary is also, as we said, the preaching of Moses. The great prophet Moses preached to the children of Israel and gave them the word of God and the blessings of obedience. Saint Mary presents us the incarnate word of God, shows us in her life the blessings of obedience to God. And Saint Mary, as we all know, lived a life of obedience and submission to God. She practiced and perfected the virtue of obedience. And you know that obedience goes hand in hand with humility. She obeyed when the archangel Gabriel announced to her God's plans. She continued to obey even the Roman emperor's decree, and she took a long journey over 100 kilometers to Bethlehem in winter, in poverty, while pregnant. She obeyed to take the long and even more difficult journey into Egypt. And then 33 years later, she obeyed the will of God to see her son spat upon and crucified on the cross. And she cries out, as we read in the ninth hour of the Ishbea prayer, saying, "As for the world, let it rejoice in receiving salvation. But as for me, my inward parts are burning with pain within me when I behold your crucifixion, which you are, patiently enduring for the sake of all, my Son and my God. This past Sunday, Father Marcos reminds us also of the importance of self-control in our spiritual journey, controlling our thoughts, our feelings, our senses, our body, our words. And Saint Mary is also the perfect example of self-control. She controlled her thoughts. Saint Luke tells us that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She controlled her thoughts. She controlled her words, using her words for two things: to praise God and to help people. My soul magnifies the Lord, she says, to praise God, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. She uses her words to praise God. They have no wine, she says to her Son and Savior at the wedding of Cana in Galilee. Uses her words to help others, to make intercession on our behalf. Her words show her love toward God in praising God, and her love of others in interceding on our behalf. But what do I use my words for? Do my words praise the Lord and thank him, or do I use my words to complain? Do I use my words to help others or to condemn others? What do I use my words for? Saint Mary used her words to praise God and to help others. I wish to use my words the same way. Saint Mary controlled her feelings. She experienced extreme suffering and extreme joy throughout her life. And in both cases, whether suffering or rejoicing, she controlled her thoughts, her words, her feelings. And I'll read to you a small piece of a sermon given by His Grace Bishop Yusuf of Southern U.S. He says, "We learn that St. Mary experienced many emotional peaks and valleys within her 60 years of life. We are told of many hardships that the Blessed Mary faced in her lifetime. The possibility of divorce, a long, long journey to Bethlehem while great with a child, giving birth to her son in the shelter for animals, placing her newborn child in an animal's feeding trough for his first feed, angelic warning that Herod the Great King wanted to kill her infant." Imagine someone comes to you and says, "There's a great king who's coming to kill your only child." And finally, watching her only son being taunted and crucified on a cross. She experienced much suffering. Saint Mary also experienced many joys in her life, among them the shepherds proclaiming the angelic hosts announcing of the birth of the Messiah, two elderly and devout prophets, Simeon the Elder and the prophetess Anna in the temple exalting her son, wise men from the east kneeling down to worship the baby Lord Jesus and witnessing our Lord Jesus' first miracle at the wedding feast. We also know that Saint Mary was present at the day of Pentecost and was filled with the Holy Spirit with the disciples. With all this, there's no known documentation that says that Saint Mary was ever depressed, that she was ever complaining due to the challenges that she faced in her life. Nor do we ever hear that she was boasting or proud having given birth to the Son of God. Rather, St. Luke tells us that St. Mary, in her quietness of strength and character, she kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. She experienced extreme suffering, extreme joy throughout her life. Both cases, she handled it with grace. Through it all, she controlled her thoughts, her words, her feelings. And she was given the most important task, the most difficult task, and the most glorious task any human being could be asked, and she obeyed in humility, complete submission to God. So we ask during her fast, Saint Mary to intercede for us so that we also may learn to obey the word of God, to love him as she loves him, respect him as she respects him, obey him as she obeys him, and to choose life that we may enjoy life with him eternally. May God have mercy on us through the prayers and intercession of his pure mother, the Virgin Saint Mary. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Geniet es marot in the vani omi Zmrote ljubota ente tene gjer brez ve vine rejegon, që si niptiren ti te o të kus mare at ma dhe mbën sotir, ka në në dhina në volt dhe me pshojnë se rejegon, qojnë se buro Konstantino ngos pimin e rritin dhe bëhe Kristos, Karin në viran e volje fëz maro të njevi o të me pëshiri. E bërë në lëdhif së më vëtë, të këtë së së më këtë.
En për Christos Jesus ben qojës, in opion so kirije,
iri një pasi,
et op nev mati iso,
e jo se drobi e son, mesih ibn Allah, lohidu kelimet e lëb, الإله الذي قطع كل نبوطات خطايانا من قبل ألامه المخلص المحيي الذي نافق فاقي تلميذ القديسين وصلاة قال لهم بل روح القدس من رفضتم لهم خطاياهم وغفرتهم من أمسكتم عليهم سكت تلعين أيضا يا سيدنا من قبل السكلاتار أنعمت على الذين يعملون في الكانوت في كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسة يغفر الخطايا على الأرض وبتح كل نبوطات الظلم. We ask and entreat your goodness all over mankind for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glorious fence unto us, your mercy, and lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, knowing the unknown, get wrong, short, and deed and word, from faint heartedness, do a master who knows the weakness of men as a good and for not mankind. Grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Barikna, taharna, alin, halit, sa'ir, sha'ba. لانا من خوفك قومنا الى التكسر لك الانوارك سلاك لفوق المجد والاكرام والعزه السجود مع بك تصار روح قدس انا كله وان الى ظهر الظاهرين امين كنيانا
Softem pekla, sotiem mono nainan, kiria leison, kiria leis, kiria evlogison, amin is moero, is moero, stime tania coni evol coem pies,
smo pia Christos penuntin,
amin esse shopi.
Ya Malik al-Salam, atina salam, qarr lana salam, qafir lana qtayna lika al-quwa al-mag. البركة لعز الأبد أمين اللهم جعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات ولأن محبة الله لا يبدأ بالكل ونعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ولو كريس المسيح شركة موهبة عطية روح قدس تكون معكم تدوم فيكم ندوب السلام سلام الرب يكون معكم أمين.